dog's age since we uns come a-talkin'. Old Dave and Sharon's right busy this Christmas season, so they's done ask me, Ma, Meshach, that boy's glass ain't even half full, but he sure takes a shine to talkin' at you, and Grandpa Yule, to tell y'all about what's been a-goin' on around these here woods. Hey, Meshach, what you blushin' for, boy? Come say howdy to the folks.
Howdy, folks. Hey, Billy J., can I kiss that purty girl under that mistletoe yonder?
Now, Meshach, you doesn't know that girl yonder. Tain't proper. Sides, tain't your mistletoe.
Dang it, Ma. I ain't never kissed no girl under no mistletoe afore. Even Grandpa gets to kiss his jug.
Now, Meshach, you just get back in this kitchen and help me with the cleaning. Katie's done been a-making candy and such in here. And why, I'll swan, look at this mess. We gotta make room for some dancing.
You just run along now, Meshach. Now, folks, where was I? Yep, it's been nigh on 3 years since we done sent Christmas greetings for these fine Stuart folk. That was in 2006. Yes-siree. We sure got some catching up to do. Grandpa's still a-nippin', Ma's still a-motherin', and bless his pea-pickin' self, Meshach, still Meshach. Been a bit of a dry spell this 20-aught-ninth year in Tennessee. Been volunteers a-volunteerin' all over, 'cause they ain't had no grindin' stones to keep their noses to. Some ain't had no roofs to keep the snow off, neither. But ain't been snowin' yet. That dang Irish President Obama and his carpet-baggin' tomfoolers has been a-shuttin' down the whole wide world. Old Dave done been sittin' to home most of the year. Come about springtime, Dean done joined the sittin' to home. They's been a-passin' the jug with Grandpa Yule when they wasn't lookin' for a new grindin' stone.
Billy J., I done told you about that gossipin'. Tain't polite.
Callie Sue, now you just mind your tongue, daughter. Facts is the facts. Let the boy get back to the greetin' and hand me my blowin' jug. Whoa, that white lightning! Fire of heaven! Meshach, go get your jaw harp, boy. Billy J., go on now and get on that washboard when you're done. Wins is gonna make music for the angels.
Grandpa ain't been hisself since them revenuers up to Washington been talking about that nonsense elf care. He's been right sore, too, since they done busted up his still for putting out them green gases. Them city fellers ought to try a snort or two of them gases not let out of the jug. They'd sure change their thinking quick as a fox about letting them green gases out of the jug a mite sooner. Ah, you folk know how it gets around a full cabin. I tell you, you just gotta go where that rabbit trail leads, I reckon. Look like it's a-leading towards South Africa. We heard tell that after jumping out a dandy aeroplane that was a-flying over South Africa twice. Now, why would a body put itself in an aeroplane in South Africa even once, and not just keep a-flying anyways? That Kelly's done moved herself from that Aggie barracks into a new cabin up to the north part of Texas. She's even got a pond and a fancy electric buggy to ride over them rattlesnakes a-slitherin', just a-slitherin' all over, twixt her cabin and the tennis court.
Yeah.
Cousin Slim's wife, Tilly May, North Texas Yules, says it's a right nice little cabin. Kelly's tickled to death with it, too. Had the family over for turkey dinner and all the fixings at Thanksgiving. And she is a-running for the community board. Lots of old folk there, too, out to help that girl find herself a man.
Billy J., can I go to Texas and jump out electric buggy to go a-chasing a rattlesnake? I can, can't I?
No, you can't, Meshach. Play that jaw harp, boy. Just play your harp and see to it Grandpa don't drop his jug. The little baby that Ma was so sure was a-coming back in '06 is now a-running and a-jumpin' and a-screechin' and a-gigglin' and a-talkin'. That would be Evan and Audie's little Abigail, what they probably done already told you about since then. They's moved into a new cabin, too. We get news from Ma's half-cousin Grizzly Elk up on the Cheyenne Reservation near Colstrip, Montana. Ma and Meshach's both taking a shine to that little Abigail. So has Dave and Sharon. They even went up to Montana last summer, but they didn't jump out of that airplane. Grizzly Elk's smoke signals has even slowed a bit since Abigail stopped a-talking sign language and started a-talking like a regular little gal. That old elf can hardly keep up. Did you know Evan got elected by write-in ballot to the Colstrip City Council? He's gonna have to look big, but think small. Like a elf. Come to think of it, all them Stuarts looks like elves, standing up next to them gigantic monster trucks, what works for that coal mine. Ma even blushes when she thinks about Evan looking manly in that hard hat and boots and driving that Sweet 16 truck.
Pshaw, Billy J., that Abigail's just sweet as a tater bug. But there's a new baby sister a-coming afore long, too.
Now that's a fact. You sure said it true, Ma. Dave and Sharon is about to be 2 times grandparents. Would you just look at that? That old rabbit trail's a-turned right back on to Tennessee. Katie Page and her man Dean is about to leave these Tennessee woods. They's been a-sharing Dave and Sharon's cabin in Franklin while Katie's interning got done. It's done did, and Nurse Katie is now a whole graduated midwife, ready to run up the Blue Ridge just a-catching and a-slinging them new youngins left and right from hill to holler.
Woo-hoo-wee! How about that girl? Daddy, I need me a pull at that jug.
Settle down now, Ma. Am I going to have to talk to Parson Edwards again? Grandpa, you just hold on to that jug. We hear tell Dean's looking forward to new grass and taller cotton by becoming a deputized peace officer if they do end up in the Blue Ridge Hills of Virginia. He best be keeping his eyes out, because them locals might shoot first, then holler, "Them British done come back!"
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, hey, Billy J., I always wanted to say, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
That Dave's been a writing a mite, too. Got hisself published in a new book, Gathering Writers of Williamson County. Between that and Dave not having a job and volunteering at the MS Society, Dave and Sharon decided to do some fixing up at the cabin. Of course, soon as Dave spent money and tore up the kitchen floor, he got a job. Don't that just beat all?
Hey, Billy J., you gonna read me that new book? You said you was gonna read me that book, Billy J.
Dave and Katie and Dean went to Birmingham to sing happy birthday all day long to customers at Uncle Don's art studio when he turned 50. Folk got plumb scared. Sharon and Dave's been to London, been busy this year with Boys and Girls Club, Wind Down Main Street, Council for the Written Word, Dickens of the Christmas, Rotary Club. Whew! They's a-doing a lot and starting to look like old folk and dancing at balls all over Nashville and Franklin. They even closed down a Opryland dance hall doing them ballroom dances to hippity-hop music. I'm sure they's something I missed, but they gets around more than a buzzard on roadkill.
They sure does, Billy J. Can we say Merry Christmas now, Billy J.?
We sure can. Y'all have a dandy Christmas and Happy New Year. We sure looking forward to next time. Go on now, Meshach. Say what Parson Edwards been a-schooling y'all.
Christmas lights bring starry nights when clouds hug close to hills. Fire warms the walls as white snow falls. It coats the winder sills. Winter presses against the glass and sees the hearth alight. It presses close, like angels on that first long Christmas night. I shake the logs, sparks bloom and dance above in yellow-red, like stars above low sheep that night, as highborn bowed their heads.
Meshach, that was right nice, boy. Right nice.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.